We are joined here today with Ashton. Ashton, you have got to tell me all about this album you reviewed.
So, this week I had the honor of reviewing the new Post Malone country album, F1 Trillion. I did not do the extended version that had like 6 extra songs by himself. I just did the original. And I gotta say, I was surprised. And I loved it. I did. I'm usually not a big pop country guy, and you can definitely call this a pop country album. But I think that it's a very genuine album, and he did very well.
It's awesome. And I looked at this album, and there is so many features. I feel like almost every song has a feature. I've got to know, what was your favorite off of it?
It's such a hard choice because the original country fan in me wants to say like Hank Williams Jr. or Dolly Parton, but I think my real answer is probably Billy Strings or Hardy. I've had a really weird Hardy kick as of late that I don't really want to talk about, but this song on the album is pretty good. I like that one.
Yeah, I have not even listened to the full album yet. I definitely need to check it out like immediately. But as we said, most of it is features. Do you like how it's a lot of features, or do you wish he did more songs by himself?
Initially, when I looked at the album, I was like, this is ridiculous. There's like 12 features on like 18 songs. It might be even more than that. But then when I heard them, a lot of them were very tasteful. Like, they weren't overdone features. It did feel like some of the songs could have done without the features and been fine if they were just Post Malone. But with that being said, I feel like most of them served a pretty good purpose, and most of them made sense. Some of them are just kind of like, eh. Like, Luke Combs being a feature on the album twice was a little overdone for me. But I think that they were all pretty decent features.
Awesome. Yeah, and this is definitely a big switch up from Post Malone's original song. Do you like the country sound, or do you like his more original sound more?
I gotta say, when I was younger, I was a really big fan of, you know, Stoney, White Iverson. I was a Post Malone kid.
Oh, yeah.
I even went and saw him live last year in Indianapolis, and
wow,
I really enjoyed it. But I gotta say, I think I've really been anticipating his switch to country with him covering a lot of country classics over the past couple years. And I think I like the country sound more. I think it's more palatable for me. And I think the weird rap pop thing he was doing just wasn't working anymore.
Yeah.
And I think he had kind of grown out of it too, and there wasn't as much love going into it, but it feels like he's actually doing something he enjoys again.
For sure. Ashton, what are some more points you got on this album?
I'd like to say that is one of my favorite tracks. I do want to say, I think my favorite track might be Hide My Gun featuring Hardy. It's fantastic. It's so catchy. Stuck in my head like crazy. The song Chris Stapleton is also fantastic. It's definitely worth checking out if you're into country or if you're into Post Malone. It's a pretty good intersection.
Yeah, I definitely need to listen to this full album. But if you had to rate it out of 10, what would this album get?
Anywhere from a 6.5 to a 7 is completely serviceable for me.
Okay.
I think that's the correct rating. I don't want to go too high on it because there are parts where it lulls a little, but I think that it's a pretty good record.
Elizabeth, I see you shaking your head in here. What do you think about this?
I'm going to have to really disagree. I would give it like an 8 or a 9.
Wow.
It's like one of my favorite albums like of the year at least. I mean, I listen to the song Finer Things probably like 7 times a day at this point. So like, I also like, I'm too obsessed.
That's actually one of my least favorite songs on the record.
Are you kidding?
Hank Williams Jr. too. And I just think that the first two tracks, that's the song with Tim McGraw and then that one, are both just like too much of a celebration of the 2000s pop country that I hate, where it's like bombastic and confident, overconfident and like braggadocious. I don't like it.
See, I was going to say the Tim McGraw song's another one of my favorites.
It's like a Trace Atkins, like a Big and Rich song, where it's like, I got a big old boat, I got a bunch of cars. It's just not my...
Yeah, sometimes I feel like that is my vibe.
Yeah,
though.
No, like I respect it. You gotta carry that sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
Lots of disagreement going on over this album.
Right.
I definitely need to listen to it all because everything I've heard from it has been great. I just have not gotten through the whole album yet.
I feel like you should also listen to the extended version with like just Post Malone, because I feel like those songs are also like so good.
Okay, I'm sold. I will definitely check that out. But thank you again, Ashton, so much for your album review.